through that trikaya, which is the true nature of all dharmas, non-dual, limitless, profound, and vast, I make obeisance. I worship the unmade, the unlimited, and the eternal. I make confession of the sin of not knowing that my own mind is the Buddha. Rejoicing in the natural state, the self-aware, I request the Buddha to revolve the ungraspable, omnipresent, and all-accomplished Dharma Chakra. I pray that the mundane and the transcendental may be established in oneness. Whatever obeisance and worship I have performed, I transmute into the voidness. May all beings attain both voidness and great bliss. So this version, this esoteric version of the sevenfold puja, should be repeated prior to the offering of the mandala many times. And as one repeats, as one recites, one should feel that all living beings whatsoever are repeating it with one. And having done this, one offers up the mandala. That is to say, the mandala, as already described. One first of all visualizes it in one's heart. The diamond ground, the iron wall, the golden mountains, the circles of ocean, Meru, and so on, adorned with all the other items. One visualizes it in this way within one's heart and then offers it in worship to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Gurus, Dakinis, and so on, of the cosmic refuge tree.